Hello and welcome to In the Neighborhood podcast, the only podcast produced with lots of love all the way from Nigeria. If you are just joining us for the first time, you are super welcome to the family. And if you're a long-time loyal listener, thank you very much for always listening. Now, on today's episode, we are going to have a guest here who is going to take us through his experience at the Youth Vote Count mega concert. And but we're going to go on a short break, and when we return, we're going to just dive right into it.
This is Fatia, and you're listening to In the Neighborhood podcast.
Welcome back, and you're still listening to In the Neighborhood podcast. And at this point, I'm just going to let today's guest introduce himself.
Hello, listeners. My name is Martin Eze. I'm a content creator and also a volunteer with Go Vote Nigeria, a social impact initiative of CC Hub.
Thank you very much for joining us, Matt. As somebody who, you know, volunteers a lot, I think we should start, you know, from what are your major, say, highlights when it comes to volunteering?
Volunteering on its own is actually not really an easy task to undertake. However, the highlight rests in meeting different individuals with different characters, as well as working with these individuals towards the success of different projects. And majorly, the highlight of every event is at its success. Because at the beginning, there is always this cast of doubt existing in the minds of everyone. At the point of execution, there is always this fear too. Would it come out a success? But the pinnacle is usually at its execution, up to its last stage, where you know that everything has been done. It is now a matter of coming together and celebrating. I think that's the peak, that's the highest peak, and that is the point where every volunteer look forward to, that successful execution and completion of every project.
You sound so passionate, and it's easy to tell that it is very rewarding for you on a personal level. Now, to ask you, you know, with respect to the Youth Vote Count mega concert, what was it like from the planning stage and then down to that day, knowing that, you know, there was going to be a large crowd because of the stars that were to, you know, perform on that particular day? So what was, you know, pre the event, what was it like?
For the Youth Mega Concert 2.0, which first made its debut in Lagos State, Tafawa Balewa Square precisely, at the execution stage, the planning stage, the Go Vote champions wasn't really involved in the planning stage. I'm speaking of the volunteers now. We were more involved at the execution stage. It remains one of the biggest projects which I've handled, because over time, yes, I've volunteered in some other organization, but I've never really had that opportunity of volunteering in an organization that has no bias for religious background, has no bias for ethnic background. And this is one of the major points which I really point and applaud not only GoVote, but the EU, as well as other organizations which were behind the Youth Vote Count. And one of the major challenge, taking a look at my responsibility as a community mobilizer, where I had to send out information. Apart from sending out information, I had to ensure that this information gets to the right persons and generates results, which will subsequently be reported to GoVote. It wasn't an easy task. It wasn't an easy task from the point of connecting to individuals virtually, individuals whom you had no history with prior to that point in time, and getting to meet them right there at the point of call. And moving from that point of call down to the venue of the event at TBS, it was quite a tedious time. But at the end of it all, gladness is the turn up, the enthusiasm of youth to get involved in the electoral process, and also the extent of participation by not only the entertainers, but also the participants who were present to grace the occasion. Honestly, I never anticipated such numbers, and this is actually the first time that entertainers will be coming out in one single voice, not just to canvass, but also to liaise and see the possibility of establishing contact between individuals, the citizens, and also the government. It was a very big shocker seeing the INEC chairman, Professor Mahmoud Yakub. It was a very big shocker seeing him at that event, because over time, it has been a situation where if a government representative or a government functionary informs you that he would be coming for a youth event, knowing fully well that it is a youth event, which is open to jest, which is open to booze, which is open to a possibility of violence escalating, it was quite surprising that he was there present. He spoke to the youth. He also gave the opportunity for the youth to express themselves. And consequently, the youth, in turn, were bold enough to speak to the powers that be, which somehow was one of the major reasons for the present extension of the voters' registration. Apart from the wranglings from the House of Representatives, apart from the wranglings from other citizens requesting an extension, I believe that the youth vote count, the youth vote concert, Mega Concert 2.0, was a major force that instigated the Independent National Electoral Commission to extend the voters' registration.
It is very easy to tell how passionate you are with how you've been responding to all of my questions. And I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, with respect to the youth vote count mega concerts, you know, the volunteers were not really involved in the planning. But do you mind sharing, if you have any idea, what it was like convincing the entertainers, you know, to be at the event? Because I am equally as shocked as you are that, you know, they turned up, you know, in large numbers like that.
Okay. That particular information is an information that I am not privy to. However, I will point out to in the course of the preparation, some days before the event itself, the coordinator of GoVotes, champions in the person of Yvonne, she had that interface with some of the entertainers. And one thing that gave me that assurance that these entertainers will surely turn up in their numbers was some days before the event itself, we had Faz the Bad Guy visiting TBS in the course of the registration. We also had the ace producer, Kobams Asukwo. He was also present, and he had communication with not just the individuals who were willing to get involved in the process, but also individuals who came out to witness the process. These conversations we had, and from the feedback which we got before the event, we were certain that these entertainers will be turning up. And not to forget that recently there has been an interest not only from the youths, but there has also been an interest from the entertainers in getting involved in the process. So, which of course I know is an offshoot of the NSAS protest, which had a huge number of youths clamoring not only for the end of SARS, but also requesting for good governance. It was a watershed moment in Nigerian history. It was also a period which gave an indication to these entertainers that it is time for you to get involved. It is time for you to use your platform. It is time for you to use your voice as a crusader for good governance. I think that if not for anything, this is one thing that the NSAS achieved, and this is also one thing that the Youth Vote Mega Concert has also achieved a platform for youth to interface with the government and also interface with entertainers, which form a huge part of their decision when it comes to setting trends and following trends.
That just, you know, brilliantly answers the question. This one is more like, you know, a personal question. So as a mobilizer, what are tips you want to share with, you know, people who would like to go into the social activism space, who would like to mobilize? Because mobilizing is not easy. Getting people to come together to achieve a particular goal is not easy. So what are those tips you like to share?
First, there are so many tips to know when it comes to being a mobilizer or when it comes to being a volunteer. But of all, I would only be sharing just few. And the first is, you really need to have patience. You really need to have patience. Because an individual who is quite temperamental cannot work with people. That is one. Then two, start from your immediate environment. Because when at some point I happen to be a leader of a religious group, and the group has quite a good population, and I started with that. And till date, some persons feel that I work with INEC in the course of my activities within this period. Some persons have that erroneous thought that I work with INEC, even when I try as much as possible to erase such thoughts. So mobilizing actually comes with starting with your own immediate environment. There are so many individuals that you can reach out to from your environment. And one good thing about starting with your environment is it gives you a form of legitimacy and credibility. Because whoever it is that knows you can conveniently speak to another person who you don't know from Adam. In the course of this activity, precisely as at just Friday, I was at somewhere around Ajao Estate. And what took me to Ajao Estate was simply because some persons referred me to another person, informing them that I have been involved in this activity, helping prospective voters to transfer, helping prospective voters to revalidate their voters' card, and ensuring that they get involved in the process. And the person just contacted me from the sky. And lo and behold, we scheduled, and I was right there at their organization precisely on Friday, within a space of a day. So start with your immediate environment, and subsequently, your waves or your presence would fly even beyond your immediate environment. Then one other thought that I would also share is there's always a need for you to be extremely giving your best wherever it is that you find yourself. It gives that trademark of credibility. Not only credibility, that trademark of trust, it gets attached to your name wherever it is. Yes, it is true that some volunteer opportunities, there is no financial emoluments attached to it, but the network that you possibly get, the network that you possibly garner, the goodwill that you would earn is enough to push you and propel you in whatever part that you intend to get involved in. And possibly, it is one thing that we shouldn't wish away. Recently, around the world, mobilizing, not just mobilizing, volunteering, it's a very, very fundamental experience to be garnered around the world. Volunteering does not only build your interpersonal skill, it also builds your intrapersonal skill, also build your communication skill, networking skill, and a huge number of skills which within yourself are inherent, are things that you never knew that you had, but subsequently, with different tasks apportioned to you, these are skills that will just prop up with one or two priming. And hopefully, these are skills that will possibly lead you into further progress in different parts of your professional endeavor.
Thank you very much for sharing all of that brilliantly. I just want to ask you, what has it been like, you know, in your immediate environment with respect to, you know, the status quo as it is now? Are people more optimistic about, you know, the coming elections, or people are just, you know, disheartened and they still believe that things are going to remain the same?
I must tell you, going by the filters in the streets, there is no better time to get involved than now. And there is no better time that Nigeria has shown enthusiasm to get involved in the process than now. I have never seen, I have never heard, and I have never read that Nigerians are ready to lend their vote, lend their voice, are ready to get involved in the process than in the 2023 election. Nigerians are out there ready to vote in this upcoming election. Going by what I have seen, going by what I have heard, going by the conversations that I have listened to and I have been involved in. I've had situations of, I can count over 20 persons that have spoken to me and told me, I have never voted in my life, but I am ready to get involved. I am ready to vote. Every day when I go out, I know the number of persons that meet me along the way to ask me, what's up? The voter's card, are they done with it? The voter's registration, have they closed it or is still going on? I also have another set of persons who come out there asking you, when would the card be out? This actually shows that there is optimism for Nigeria, there is optimism for involvement of the citizens, and there's optimism that in the next election, come February 2023, we won't be experiencing the huge number of apathy that we've experienced in subsequent years.
That's a very, you know, hopeful response, and I hope it translates well for Nigerians and Nigeria, you know, in 2023. But yeah, I'd just love to ask you at this point, what exactly does Go Vote do?
Okay, Go Vote is a social impact initiative of CC Hub. They are involved in enlightenment, they are involved in awareness, they are also involved in political education, virtually and physically. Now, what we do is, for individuals who would love to register, maybe a group of persons that are not aware of the process, the registration process for voters registration, they can communicate to GoVote. Then GoVote will be on hand. GoVote champions would be on hand to facilitate their registration. Knowing fully well that INEC has stopped fresh registration online, what GoVote champions have been doing lately is they go out there, they ensure that individuals who have relocated from their previous location to new locations, for individuals who lost their PVCs or who already have a damaged PVC, they help them with the registration process online of getting a new PVC. And for individuals who also intend to update their information, for instance, individuals who changed their names, individuals who had errors in their names, what GoVote Champions does is they identify those individuals. We come there and help them to facilitate the updates of their information. And for fresh registration, what we do is we identify INEC registration areas closest to these individuals, and we direct them to these registration areas. That practically is what GoVote, which is also an initiative of CC Hub, does: encourage citizen participation in the election, ensuring that citizens are involved in their civic responsibility, which is political participation.
I think this might be a stretch, but What are your personal thoughts on all the candidates that are, you know, announced?
I really would want to express a personal thought right here.
All right. We'll let that slide. But, you know, just for, you know, as we wrap up, what are some of the things you think people want to go through the registration process, you know, on their own? What are those things they can do since, you know, the extension of voters registration?
For individuals who intend to undergo the process by themselves, what they practically need to do is log on to the INEC portal. And the portal is cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. Once they log on to the portal, then they are expected to register. If they've not registered previously on the portal, they are meant to register on the portal. Then after registering on the portal, they should identify whatever issue that they have. For individuals who have maybe lost or misplaced PVC, once they click on the tab, which indicates lost or misplaced PVC, some information would crop up. They fill those informations, upload their passports, and submit. An acknowledgement slip would immediately be generated. Through the acknowledgement slip, they will take it to any INEC registration, any INEC office in their closest local government. That is where they will get their PVC once it is announced that PVC is ready for registrations that are done within the period that they've done. Then for individuals who intend to replace their PVC, for individuals who intend to do transfer, it is also the same process. The only thing they need to do is just to identify the particular issue which they have, then click on the issue, fill the respective details, identify whatever polling units they intend to vote, and upload a passport. For some phones, they would need to take a live passport. For other phones, they can access picture files on their phones. Any of them works, but they should just log on to cvr.inecnigeria.org, then follow the processes. And if they are experiencing any challenge, preferably they can actually go on Twitter and chat GoVote right there on the DM, or either Twitter or Instagram. GoVote Twitter handler, GoVote Instagram handler will be on hand to respond to them. They can also follow GoVote on Twitter or on Instagram via govote.ng.
Thank you very much, Martin. And I just want to ask you, with respect to collection, do you get like a message, or how do you know your card is ready for collection?
Okay, for individuals who intend to pick up their card, INEC will be sending a message across. INEC will be making a public announcement that individuals who registered within a particular period, that their PVCs are ready. Precisely, INEC are saying that all registrations that has been done, that every PVCs will be ready on or before, will be ready from October, not on or before. PVCs will be ready from the month of October. PVCs will be ready for collection, except if it is shifted. So once it is ready for collection, a public announcement will be made. A public announcement will be made on INEC website, on INEC social media pages, GoVote social media pages, the respective social media pages of GoVote champions, and their WhatsApp pages too. So, and possibly it would also be made on different radio stations and television channels. So it's very important that individuals stay tuned. Hopefully from the month of October, PVCs would be ready for collection.
With respect to international partnerships and international organizations, you know, interfering and intervening in Nigerian election, what do you think about that?
Precisely, I will point out that international organizations are not necessarily interfering in Nigerian elections. Neither are they intervening in Nigerian elections. What they are actually doing is to set the record straight, to ensure that there is a free and fair election. There is an election that is not marred with violence. There's an election where there is little or no voter apathy. There is also an election that is not smeared with ethnic and religious sentiments. What these international organizations tend to do is to keep the respective aspirants in check so that they don't go around fanning the embers of violence. They don't go around stroking ethnic sentiments, and they don't go around pushing the narratives of religion. Nigeria remains one, and Nigeria remains one indivisible entity. We need these international organizations to create an equilibrium in our political processes, and not just creating an equilibrium in our political processes, we also need them so as to give a certain level of legitimacy to whoever it is that come on board. Yes, legitimacy belongs to the Nigerian people. Yes, legitimacy belongs to the citizen. But what this international organization does is more of an observer, independent observer status, to confer legitimacy on whoever that the citizens choose as their leaders.
Thank you very, very much, Martin, for that interesting perspective. As a matter of fact, I didn't look at it from that lens, you know, prior to now. And I'm just going to ask you, what are your final words as we draw to the end of today's episode?
Okay, to the youths of Nigeria, Nigeria is ours to be taken. There is no better time to get your PVC. There is no better time to get involved in the electoral process. There is no better time to air your voice through the ballot. Nigeria is ours to be taken. Nigeria belongs to us. Your action today has a consequence. So get involved, get your permanent voter's card, and vote for your best candidate in the 2023 election. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin, for joining us on today's episode. Thank you for your service to Nigeria, to Nigerians. We are truly, truly grateful. And I am honored to have you on today's episode. And I know you don't want to take in a partisan stand, but I can. I'm just going to say, don't vote for your conscience. Vote for the best person you believe can do the job. Please, we need to get this right, like now, like this election. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening. And do ensure to follow Go Vote on Twitter and on Instagram, and do well to follow In the Neighborhood Podcast on Instagram, and do well to follow In the N-Hood Pod on Twitter. Do well to go on Go Vote website if you have any other info, and do well to have a great week ahead as we count down to 2023.